Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, January 21st, 2020. Amid its heart-pounding fight sequences and images of Michael B. Jordan carrying car tires in the middle of the desert, the film Creed II offers a poignant representation of disability. In this umpteenth sequel to the original Rocky, the titular protagonist's girlfriend, Bianca, played by Tessa Thompson, has progressive hearing loss. When I rewatched the movie a few weeks ago, one scene stood out to me in particular. Faced with the reality that his newborn daughter might have the same condition as Bianca, Adonis Creed, Jordan, shares a tender moment with his mentor, Rocky Balboa, played by Sylvester Stallone. With his thick northern accent, Rocky tells Creed, "Don't feel sorry for her, because she won't feel sorry for herself." Last week, I sat in an office building in Philadelphia, where the iconic Rocky steps were visible from the window. There, I found myself surrounded by people who didn't feel sorry for themselves either. I've written about this previously, but I work for this site's parent company, BioNew Services. Our organization serves dozens of rare disease communities and hosts websites for each one. Prior to getting this job, I had never heard of the majority of these conditions. Though we're primarily a remote company, we have an office in Philly. Just before Christmas, our CEO invited several other columnists, including me, for a work-based trip there. I was elated. While I've become accustomed to working from home, I couldn't wait to meet some of my coworkers in person. Declining the option to fly after our debacle last summer, my mom and I set out for a road trip on a bright Monday morning. It was a smooth journey, and we even managed to avoid traffic on Interstate 95. Once we arrived at our hotel, I eagerly anticipated the arrival of my coworkers. Though we met in person for the first time that day, we were already family. We've laughed and cried together on countless conference calls, but there's something special about meeting face-to-face. As we sat and swapped stories, two words came to my mind: rare and resilient. Brittany Foster, a columnist, forums moderator, and HR team member who has pulmonary hypertension, had more surgeries in 2019 than most people have in a lifetime. She often works from a hospital bed and never seeks pity from anyone. Matt LaFleur, a columnist and associate columns director who has Friedreich's ataxia, decided to add stuntman to his resume on this trip. Read his column about how he took a fall in his hotel bathroom and had to get stitches. When my caregiver and I went to check on him before he went to urgent care, I missed a golden opportunity to use the following Breaking Bad it quote: "Yo, Adrian, Rocky called, he wants his face back." We're like brothers and can make brutal jokes about each other. Luisa Palazzola, our company's designated Instagram aficionado, is an active member of the cystic fibrosis community. However, she's unable to come in close contact with other people with CF due to the risk of infection. So she stays connected through social media. Don Desbois, a columnist and forums moderator, has an extremely rare autoimmune disease called Lambert-Eaton myasthenic syndrome. She's one of fewer than 2,000 diagnosed patients, and she's not the only one I know. Just a day before the trip, I received a message from one of the LEMS forum members. It turns out that this person was one of my preschool teachers and recognized my profile. Don and I both laughed at just how small a world we live in. My adventures in Philly showed me the beauty of being rare and resilient. In many ways, each of us embraces our inner alien every day. We wear our scars and our defects proudly, and we're here to share our stories. Also, I can only imagine what people thought when they saw our ragtag group wandering through the city. Two of us were in wheelchairs, and one needed oxygen to walk outside. The kicker is that none of us were headed to a hospital.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. I want to remind everyone to check out our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. We have new content posted on a daily basis and virtually no topic is off limits. Just last week, we were discussing SPCs and other options to make going to the bathroom easier. This week, in our Motivation Monday topic, we're discussing taking advantage of opportunities. Kevin Schaefer writes about how he's taking the opportunity to audition for a community play. Sometimes activities like this can be challenging, but if you don't try, you could regret it in the long run. Are there any opportunities you're contemplating? Let us know! Brianna Elbers is taking advantage of a scholarship to attend the Cure SMA conference in Disney World this year. She's looking for advice from others who've attended on which resort to stay at. Have you attended these conferences over the years? Do you have a favorite conference location or a favorite memory? As I've never attended, I'd love to get your take on them. Were you aware Monday was International Day of Acceptance? I have to admit, I wasn't until I saw the post from Alyssa Silva. Many of us strive for acceptance on a daily basis. This day in particular is a great time to reflect on the progress that's been made over the years and look to the future at the work that still needs to be done for society to fully embrace and accept disability and all differences. Join in on any of these conversations at smanewstoday.com/forums. Have a great day, everyone!
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.